science and technology. Looking for the Higgs. Enemy in sight? The search for the Higgs boson is closing in on its quarry.
On July 22nd, two teams of researchers based at CERN, Europe's main particle physics laboratory near Geneva, told a meeting of the European Physical Society in Grenoble that they had found the strongest hints yet that the Higgs boson does in fact exist. The Higgs, named after Peter Higgs, a British physicist who predicted its existence, is the last unobserved part of the Standard Model, a 40-year-old theory which successfully describes the behaviour of all the fundamental particles and forces of nature, bar gravity. Mathematically, the Higgs is needed to complete the model, because otherwise none of the other particles would have any mass. The problem with the elusive boson is not creating it in the first place. Two of the world's particle accelerators, the Large Hadron Collider, LHC, at CERN, and its American rival, the Tevatron at Fermilab on the outskirts of Chicago, each have more than enough oomph to conjure up the Higgs, at least if it looks anything like theory suggests it should. The difficulty, rather, is spotting signs of it in the jetsam of subatomic debris these machines produce. Both laboratories use similar approaches, smashing particles called hadrons into each other. The LHC collides beams of protons. The Tevatron works with protons and antiprotons. In each case, the particles concerned are accelerated to within a whisker of the speed of light before they are forced head-on into each other. During such a collision, their kinetic energy is converted into other particles, since, as Einstein showed, energy and mass are but two sides of the same coin. The more kinetic energy there is, the heavier these daughter particles can be. Unfortunately, hadrons, such as protons and antiprotons, are made of smaller bits called quarks. As a result, hadron collisions can be messy and difficult to interpret. If a Higgs were to be made in such a collision, the complexity of hadrons means that other particles would be created along with the boson. Both it and its companions would then decay almost instantly into a plethora of less fleeting bits, some of which could be detected. In theory, analysing this shower of daughter particles should give away whether or not a Higgs was involved, but other sorts of subatomic process that do not involve the Higgs can produce precisely the same final readings as those the missing boson is predicted to generate. Finding a Higgs-like signal among the daughters is therefore not by itself enough to say you have discovered the Higgs. What is needed is an unexpected abundance of such signals, and it is just such excess that two separate experiments at the LHC, known as CMS and ATLAS, have detected. Individually, each team's result could be a statistical fluke. Neither reaches the exacting standard of proof that particle physicists require to accept a result unequivocally, namely one chance in 3.5 million that it occurred by accident. Instead, they each achieved a significance of somewhere between one chance in 1,000 and one in six, depending on which statistical test you use. What set the scientists gathered in Grenoble aflutter, though, was that both experiments ascribed the excesses they observed to the same putative decay pattern, one involving W bosons, which mediate the weak nuclear force that is responsible for certain types of radioactive decay. Both teams also ascribed the same mass to their putative Higgses, namely 130 to 150 giga electron volts, the units in which particle physicists measure mass. That is at the low end of the predicted range. Sadly, even taken together, these results are far from robust enough to claim the Higgs's discovery. With a little tweaking, the Standard Model might explain them in other ways. Guido Tonelli and Fabiola Giannotti, who head CMS and ATLAS respectively, therefore urge caution. Their goal is to have enough data by the end of the year either to say definitely that the Higgs has a mass of 130 to 150 giga electron volts, or that if it exists at all, then it must be heavier than that. If this is the case, the hunt will continue at higher and higher energies, and therefore masses, until either the thing is found or there is nowhere left in the energy landscape for it to be hiding.